Good morning. Welcome to this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Workbook, Miracle 66. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. A Course in Miracles, Workbook, Lesson 66. My happiness and my function are one. You have surely noticed an emphasis throughout our recent lessons on the connection between fulfilling your function and achieving happiness. This is because you do not really see the connection. Yet there is more than just a connection between them. They are the same. Their forms are different, but their content is completely one. The ego does constant battle with the Holy Spirit on the fundamental question on what your function is. So does it constantly battle with the Holy Spirit about your happiness. It is not a two-way battle. The ego attacks, and the Holy Spirit does not respond. The Holy Spirit knows what your function is. He knows that it is your happiness. Today we will try to go past this wholly meaningless battle and arrive at the truth about your function. We will not engage in senseless arguments about what it is. We will not become hopelessly involved into defining happiness and determining the means for achieving it. We will not indulge the ego by listening to its attacks on truth. We will merely be glad that we can find out what truth is. Jesus gives us a logical progression here. He says, God gives me only happiness. God has given me my function. Therefore, my function must be happiness. Happiness and my function are one. God gives me only happiness. But do I believe that is true? Think back to some of the times when I have not been happy. and I can see the unhappiness stems from what I am believing about whatever the situation was. And that perception is a perception that is driven from the ego, from the thoughts in the mind, and not from the heart, the voice of spirit. I do believe that God gives me all my happiness. God has given my function to me. Do I believe that? If God didn't give my function to me, then where did I get it? I must have made one for myself using the ego as my guide, using the false beliefs for my premise, for coming up with what my function should be. When I look at some of the functions that I've given myself, like my functions in business were to get ahead, to be better than. They were very much steeped in competition. And I have learned that competition is of the ego. In oneness, there is no competition. Some of my functions have been to get something that I was missing. And again, that comes from the ego. Because in truth, in oneness, there is nothing missing. So none of the functions I have given myself are true functions, because they are based on false beliefs. How can something be true that is based on false? And so if I have a function, the true function, the only place it can come from is truth, which is God. Do I want to have one function? I know I want to have a function. I would like to have just one function. It would simplify things, make things clearer. Trust that my function comes from God. And I believe God gives me only happiness. And I believe God has given me my function. So it follows that if He gives only happiness, and He's given me my function, that my function must be happiness. It is my nature to be happy. God created me to be like Him. My nature is the same as God's nature. God's nature is happiness and love. My nature is happiness and love. And so when I have a thought that I am not loving, that is not the truth. That is a false belief I have to let go of. It is my nature to be loving. It is my function to be loving, given to me by God. It makes me happy. Holy Spirit, inner guide. If I believe myself to be unloving in any way today, help me to bring my awareness back to the nature of who I am. Help me to remember that loving is my function and only function, and it is the only thing that brings me happiness. Help me to return to the truth of who I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our heart, we let go of all goals and purposes we have invented. And we confidently wait for our inner guide to write our purpose on our heart. Thank you for joining with me today in this space of unified love. Namaste.